For many, if not most people, math can be intimidating. But Alex Bellows finds it intriguing. The journalist has degrees in mathematics and philosophy from Oxford University. And after working as a reporter for 20 years, Bellows decided to combine his profession and his degrees. He traveled around the world and back in time to uncover fascinating stories of mathematical achievements and profile people whose lives are intertwined with numbers. Alex Bellows discovered that mathematics, which seems so absolute, is not the same everywhere around the globe.
While 2 and 2 is indeed 4 all over the world, the approach to math is so, so different. I mean, I come from the UK, where being good at maths is seen as being, you know, uncool. This is not the case. Even in France, the French love their maths. It's kind of quite cool to be a mathematician. Mathematicians in France are seen as being sort of great intellectuals. And in the Far East especially, in India, being good at arithmetic in India is almost seen as a badge of national pride. And, you know, Japan, which is a culture most different from mine, but 1 million children study the abacus for fun after school. Counting is seen as fun, and it is quite fun to be able to calculate and do multiplications very, very quickly.
Japan was one of the places Bellows visited on his year-long journey. There he met the godfather of the popular Sudoku puzzles and talked about the brain-teasing delights of mathematical games. In a town near Tokyo, he spent time with a guru of origami, the traditional Japanese art of paper folding. Origami, Bellows says, is one of the hottest areas of mathematical work today.
It turns out that origami is a brilliant way to understand geometry. And if you start to think about paper folding, there are lots of things that you can't do with the methods that have been taught in schools really since the Greeks. For instance, trisection of an angle. Just using a compass and straight edge, you cannot construct an angle which is a third of another angle. But you can do that with origami. So it's quite interesting to think that origami in Japan, it's maybe a kind of cultural thing for children. But now people study origami at the highest level in academia.
While in Japan, Bellows also met a math whiz who is not human.
I met the world's most numerate chimpanzee. And it was fascinating just to see that chimpanzees can learn to count.
Bellows recounts his adventures in a new book. Here's Looking at Euclid. The title is a play on Humphrey Bogart's famous line from the movie Casablanca. Here's looking at you, kid. The ancient Greek mathematician Euclid is known as the father of geometry. Bellows also had fun with the title of the UK edition of the book, Alex's Adventures in Numberland, an obvious takeoff on the British classic Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. The book is subtitled A Surprising Excursion Through the Astonishing World of Math.
I spoke about two Ukrainian-American brothers who live in Manhattan, who built the world's biggest supercomputer in their apartment. So I went to Reno to meet the man who sets the odds for more than half of the world's slot machines. I went to Missouri, where I met the president of the Dozenal Society of America. Now, the dozenals or dozenalists are people who believe that the decimal system, i.e. our system of 10 digits, 0 to 9, is not very good, is insufficient, and they suggest we need to add 2 extra digits. And you might say, well, this is absolutely crazy trying to introduce 2 new numbers to the number system. But mathematically, it makes perfect sense because multiplication and division become much easier if we count in 12s rather than 10s.
In exploring the wonderland of math, Bellows discovered numbers are not innate to humans. They were first used only about 5,000 years ago. And he found groups of people today that don't use numbers at all, or very few of them.
In the Amazon, I spoke to a man who'd been researching the tribe, the Munduruku, who have numbers up to 5, and that's it. Well, actually, they maybe even only have numbers up to 4, because they have a word for 1, for 2, for 3-ish, for 4-ish, and then they use the word palm, or handful, for 5.
Bellows also stopped in Germany this summer to report on the biannual Mental Calculation World Cup. The 10-year-old competition has several categories: addition, multiplication, square root, and calendar calculation. In that last event, Contestants are given a number of dates, and they have to figure out which days of the week those dates fall on. All in their head. The winner of the 2010 competition is 11 years old.
Priyashi Somani from India. She learned to calculate using an abacus. So when she's calculating, she is moving her hands around in the air in front of her as if there is an abacus there. And when I went up to her and said, you know, congratulations for winning, you know, what were you doing with your hands? And she said, oh, it's because I was using the abacus. And I said, well, what happens if I were to tie your hands behind your back? Could you still do mental calculation? And she said, no. She could try, but she probably couldn't at all.
Alex Bellos, author of Here's Looking at Euclid, says he embarked on his round-the-world excursion to prove that mathematics is not a dry field of learning. The stories in his book prove that it's surprising and astonishing. As surely as the square of the hypotenuse of a right triangle equals the sum of the square of its two other sides. For Faisal Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.